I'd like to welcome Jerry Palm to Golden Black Express, and it's brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, and 6th Street Dive, East End Grill, First Source Bank, and Charters Team, RE/MAX, Ability Plus. And Jerry, you've had nothing going on in the last 24 hours, I'm sure, just kind of sitting there twiddling your thumbs. But no, Purdue, we'll start with Purdue. You see the Boilermakers in the quick lane, and kind of give us a synopsis of your rationale of why it looks like that may be Purdue's destination, at least as it sits today.
Yeah, and as we spoke yesterday during the post-game show, I was telling you the Pinstripe Bowl in New York, but since then Minnesota beat Wisconsin and became bowl eligible, and the way it sort of shuffled things around, Minnesota has already played in this bowl cycle in the Quick Lane Bowl. So in order to avoid repeats, I ended up putting Minnesota in the Pinstripe Bowl and putting Purdue then in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit.
And you have them playing Virginia Tech in that scenario at this point.
Yeah, Virginia Tech has to win next week to become eligible. They have a game, makeup game scheduled with Marshall. Both of them lost a game, not with each other, during the hurricane, and then they rescheduled just last week to play this week.
So still really a lot of moving parts, but you look at it and say this may be the lowest bowl. There's still a chance. What scenario could Purdue move up? What has to happen? What dominoes have to fall for Purdue to potentially move up to maybe New York?
Well, one of the things that the one thing that could really determine where Purdue ends up and some of the other Big Ten teams as well is how many teams end up in New Year's Six game. The champion, Northwestern or Ohio State, will definitely end up there. Michigan will also end up there. But it is possible that if Northwestern wins the Big Ten, beating Ohio State, that all three of those teams could end up in New Year's Six games, and then that would move everybody up a spot. Another way that could work is if Penn State ends up getting ranked high enough to get one of those New Year's Six games too, and you could have Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State up high enough to put three Big Ten teams in the New Year's Six, and then everybody again moves up a spot. But it's either going to be two or three. It seems to be most likely two Big Ten teams in the New Year's Six, and then that the dominoes fall from there.
And explain, as you've explained well over the years, the we're in the fifth year of the six-year bowl arrangement, and the rules are that they don't like repeats, but the deal is that they could theoretically only repeat once during that six-year period. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, the way it works for every bowl except the Pinstripe, we're in the middle of a six-year bowl deal with all of the other Big Ten bowls, and these are the ones outside the New Year's Six. And the rules are that you have to have at least five different teams in the six-year cycle. So you can repeat once. This is the fifth year of the cycle. I'm operating under the assumption that they're going to try and save that flexibility for next year if they can, unless there's just something, for example, if it were to work out so that Northwestern would have to play in New York and get that far down the list, in order to have a no-repeat thing go on, they probably would repeat somewhere so that Northwestern could be higher up. But that's the kind of thing that it would take. The way I've set it up now in the current projections, there are no repeats in any of these bowls. The Pinstripe Bowl is different. It's actually an eight-year deal with two possible repeats. But again, I don't have a repeat in there this year.
And as you look at this situation, too, you have opportunities for things can change over the next period of time, but it's got some limitations to where that goes. But you have Virginia versus Minnesota in the Pinstripe Bowl, which would be the 27th. Then you've got, take me through the rest of it. You've got Iowa and Stanford at the Red Box Bowl, which was the former Foster Farms in Santa Clara. Northwestern at Oregon versus Oregon in the Holiday Bowl. Wisconsin, Missouri at the Tax Layer. Michigan State, Texas A&M at the Outback. And then Penn State and Kentucky at the Citrus Bowl. And obviously there are some things that could move among those bowls. But you've talked about the fact that the Big Ten is different than other conferences in terms of how much pull it has in placing a team in its bowls. Maybe remind our folks about that a little bit.
Yeah, the Big Ten is unique in that it actually has the final say over which bowl its teams play in. Every other league may work with bowls, or the bowls have the the final say. In every case, actually, the bowls have the final say. But in the Big Ten's case, the Big Ten actually has the final say, obviously taking into account the bowl's wishes to the best of their ability. But they want to protect, be able to protect teams from sliding too far down the list. They want to be able to, you know, create games that will be interesting for fan bases, especially to travel to, which is why they have the no repeat rule and things like that. In fact, the Big Ten doesn't even want to send like the same team to Florida 3 years in a row if it can avoid something like that. So, and so the Big Ten is unique though in that way, in that they actually have the final say and not the bowl.
And of course, you know, you look at this situation, and everybody's still waiting to find out what Jeff Brohm's future is. And based on what you just said, it really has little to no impact whether Jeff Brohm is the head coach at Purdue for the bowl game or for the future in terms of where the Boilermakers go.
Yeah, that's correct. It's just not a factor. It might be something of a factor in what the bowls might desire, but, you know, Purdue is going to be in one of the, you know, the lower priority bowls on this list because they're a 6-6 team. So, you know, if there's going to be, you know, when Purdue, you get to where you're placing Purdue, there's not going to be a lot of options of whether Jeff Brohm is coaching the team or not. It's not really going to be a factor.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to your day job, which is your 24 hours of the day job anymore. But we so appreciate you taking the time with us, and we will probably check back with you. Who knows? Maybe before the – and this all gets decided on December the 2nd. Maybe real quickly take us through the time frame on the bowl selection day.
Yeah, so the playoff and New Year's Six bowls are decided, I think, on a show at noon Eastern. And then a few hours later, I don't have the exact time off the top of my head, but in the middle of the afternoon, the other bowls will be revealed also on TV.
Yeah, and I think we found out about that last year, as I recall, for the what was the Foster Farms Bowl around dinner time, sometime around there on that Sunday. So we'll wait to see how that all plays out. And again, thanks so much for your time, Jerry. We want to thank also our sponsors: Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, Charters Team Remax, Ability Plus, and East End Grill for their sponsors of Golden Black Radio. Much more of this on the site this week.